Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, on this Wednesday night. We have a bunch of stuff I actually want to get to tonight. And one of the first things I want to get to, actually, is something that I was actually just made aware of last night. I guess this happened a few weeks ago, and I hadn't heard anything about this in the media at all, or even anybody talking about it on the radio or anything like that. I called into Michael Hall's show on Blog Talk Radio. Some of you guys might have heard of him last night on here on a simulcast, and he had another guy on there named Rambo, and he is telling me about how Obama actually just passed a law where they made it illegal for all card-carrying marijuana, medical marijuana people that have the right to get their marijuana and have a card for it or whatever. All those people now cannot own a firearm. Their gun rights have been taken away. All of them. Just all across the country. Just for nothing. Just because they have a prescription for medical marijuana. Now, some of those people, and a lot of those people, I mean, they need that stuff. So what? They're supposed to choose between being in pain or having their Second Amendment being taken from them? What is that all about? I mean, that's ridiculous. And you know what they're doing? It's clear what they're doing. Well, what they're doing is it's so easy, all right, to target those people. They'll get, half of the Republican Party right away will be all over that. What they're going to do, though, guys, is, first it's going to be the marijuana smokers, all right? Well, then it's going to be anybody that's ever, anything. It's going to be anything. They're going to come one group at a time. It's not going to stop with them. That's what they do. They'll make you, discriminate against one group, okay? And by the end of it, they're going to go across all the groups, all right? They're not going to not come for you next. They're not going to not come for you next. Everybody needs to stand up. Now, I heard this guy Rambo, I guess he's out in Colorado, and he's been getting... Hope I'm still on. I think I just got dropped off the air. He said they need 50,000 signatures to make it so the marijuana, you wouldn't need a card for it, so therefore the firearms wouldn't be illegal. I guess they only have 12,500 to go, so good luck to them. If there is anybody listening in Colorado, it's a shame I don't have his exact information, but I'm sure if you Google around a little bit, you'll be able to find Michael, you're still here, right? Are you here? No? Well, guys, you know what? I'll probably be able to get you that information after. Now, what do you guys think about that? I mean, isn't that just absolutely absurd? What the heck does people have in marijuana, medical marijuana, for their cancer or for their pain or for anything else? What does that have to do with having a gun? I mean, who the hell does Obama think he is? Do you guys see how this isn't a free country anymore? Are you starting to see that now? They just make laws that are just absolutely, totally against the Constitution. Just totally against it. You know that that's not right. But you're just going to what? Bury your head in the sand and ignore it? Not say anything about it? And that's okay? And you think it's going to stop there? That's what they keep doing. They'll just keep taking our rights. Look how much we're losing. We talk about this all the time. We talked about this the other night. Look how much we've lost since 9/11. Okay, look how much we've lost in the last 10 years, we can just say, all right? We don't even have to say from 9/11. We can just say in the last 10 years, look how much we've lost. Think about it. Think about what it used to mean to be an American. Think about the rights you used to have, the right to your home. Think about any time you've ever met maybe a crooked cop or something. Now, what if that guy's an FBI agent and he has it out for you? What happens then? They don't need a warrant anymore. They can just come in. They'll just come right in your house. They don't even need to talk to a judge. Unbelievable. They spy on you. They can go through your emails. Listen to your phone calls with just the push of a button. Long gone are the days of them needing the little clips and clipping onto the phone and listening in like that. No, they actually, the NSA has floors on places like Verizon and Comcast and AT&T. They have whole floors, okay? They're not just hooked in with them. They don't just pass information on. They have floors in their buildings, okay? They monitor everything. Not saying they listen to every single phone call. Obviously, that would take a lot of manpower. But they have the ability to. And you better believe that they do a lot of it unjustly. And it all falls under the umbrella of terrorism again. Keeping us safe from the invisible boogeyman. The boogeyman who never existed. The boogeyman that they made up. And now they're going to take the guns away from the people that have medical marijuana? We're not even talking about people that have felonies for marijuana. We're talking about the people that went and got medical marijuana. They did it the right way. They went and went to a doctor, and the doctor prescribed it to them, and that's what they're doing, and it's only marijuana. What are they going to do, go on a killing spree because they're smoking some marijuana? I mean, when are people going to wake up about this crap? I mean, really? Whether you support legalizing marijuana or medical marijuana or whether you like it or you don't like it, you have to admit, this is just absolutely tyrannical of them. It's ridiculous. I can't believe that they even got away with that. I can't believe how much it flew under the radar. And you know how it flew under the radar? Rambo was telling me. They did it on Sunday night football hours. That's when they did it. That's when Obama passed it. Sunday night during football, when nobody be paying attention to any of that stuff. You know what I mean? And that goes a lot to speak about the state of the country and what, you know, where everybody's priorities are. You just lost your Second Amendment rights, basically. You know, he was telling me that in Colorado, that's like 130,000 people that affects, okay? I mean, you just lost your Second Amendment's rights, and, you know, you didn't care because you were watching football. That's what they do. They know. That's how they play you with the media. And I'm pretty furious about this, actually. I'm keeping it calm right now. But last night when I found out about this, I wasn't happy. I mean, where do they get off doing this anyways? Where do they get off? This is what the ATF, because the heat's on them? Because they're the ones that should have their gun rights taken away. They're the ones that should have some to deal with some penalties or some sanctions or something, whatever you want to call it. I mean, shouldn't they? Aren't they the ones that sold the 30,000 guns to the Mexican drug cartels? That wasn't us, was it? That was them. They didn't even track the things. They let them go to keep the violence up on the border. And look what happened. A whole bunch of border agents and cops have died from those very guns. Those are the murder weapons, okay? So the Attorney General of the U.S. should be an accessory to murder, but instead, they're coming down on us with this, with another smokescreen. And you know, once it's through, it's so hard to get it back. And where do they get off just pushing it through like that and not even ever talking about it? Nobody gets to vote on it, nothing. It's just, we're just writing laws. Where do they just write laws where nobody even knows anything about it? That seems to be what they do now. Well, if they can't get a law passed, you know what they do is they write what they call a rule. Obama will just make a new rule. Just like the rule where, you know, if you, you buy more than two guns now, they have to report you to the feds. It's a new rule. They just made it up. Got to keep you safe. Keep you safe from that boogeyman. The big bad boogeyman with the turban on his head. Ooh, he's so scary. He lives in a cave and he turns buildings to dust. This magical boogeyman. He's unbelievable. He pulls mind tricks on NORAD and makes them stand down all day. You should be scared of him like that. I mean, Jesus. This guy's like Superman, huh? So, yeah. I mean, that's about... That's pretty much what I have to say on that. I just found this out late last night, so I didn't even really get to look into it that much. I mean, I was obviously trying to before the show. Maybe some of you guys out there know more about it than I do. I mean, I feel kind of ignorant now and not knowing about it for a week or two. If anybody wants to talk about it, I mean, give us a call, guys. 772-905-3018. We can talk on anything you want tonight. So what else did I want to touch on? I still want to talk about Iran a little bit, all right? This whole thing with Iran, for those of you that didn't hear last night, all right? That doesn't even come close to passing the sniff test, does it? I mean, come on, guys. Iran? Like, we didn't know Iran was the next target. Iran's been their target forever. You're trying to tell me that Iran did this? Are you kidding me, dude? If Iran wanted to go to war with us, we would know it. And they wouldn't be doing stuff like this and then getting caught. And, you know, come on, man. This is ridiculous. They've been dying to go to war with Iran. You see Hillary Clinton get up there and talk about it, too. Oh, we're going to, you know, increase the Iran's isolation and this, that, and the other thing. She's so crooked. She really is. I mean, she's knee-deep in the you-know-what. You know what I'm saying? She really is. I'm glad she didn't make it to be president. Not like it matters. I mean, they're all the same anyways, and they're all puppets. They're all controlled by the same people. But I'm just glad she didn't, just so she doesn't have that on her resume. You know what I mean? She'd get off on that. Oh, I'm the president, first lady president. You know what? Take a hike, lady. You know what I mean? I love how they talk about, you know, sanctions against, you know, against Iran because of their nuclear program, yada, yada, yada. Isn't it so much different now being awake and you know, for those of you out there that are, isn't it so much different the way you can just see one sentence, the different meaning that it has from what it used to have? I mean, sanctions against Iran for nukes? Excuse me. Who did they nuke? I know we nuked Japan. I know we went in Iraq for saying that they had nukes, and then we're using DU weapons and basically radiating the whole battlefield, and that's what we're in there for, because supposedly they had nukes, and they never did. Guys, they lie about everything. For anybody out there that hasn't got that through your head yet, you cannot believe anything you see on TV. You cannot believe anything you see on any of the websites that are affiliated with any of the TV programs or any of the mainstream, you know, newspapers like, you know, New York Times and things of that ilk. They've betrayed you. At some point, and I'm sure it was long, long, long ago, long before my time, you know, they just made a conscious decision. We're just not going to tell the American public anything. I mean, we are absolutely going to deceive them and mislead them. And what they do is they basically are the right arm of the government. I mean, they really are. They're the government spin machine. And it's a big spin machine. It's bigger than anybody can even think. I mean, even we, the way we talk about it, we probably don't even have a clue of, like, how bad it is. I mean, it's just absolutely, totally run by the government. I mean, they're not going to tell you stuff that they don't want you to know. And you think that they're giving you good stuff sometimes. That's because they know how to play the masses off their emotions. They're master manipulators. Do you know what I'm saying? They really are. They know, they know how to get a reaction out of you, how to get an emotion out of you. They know 10 steps, sometimes 20 steps ahead of you, what you're going to do when they do this. You know what I mean? And they use the media to brainwash you. I mean, even when you realize what's going on, even right now, okay? I put on the news earlier because I wanted to see what they were saying about the Iranian terrorist thing, okay? And, I mean, you guys that know me know I get my news from all over the place. All types of sources, all types of people that I talk to all over the place, right? But sometimes I got to check the, you know, you got to check the mainstream too. I mean, you got to know, sometimes obviously they're going to break stories first sometimes and stuff, and you got to get pointed in the right direction. So, you know, you're checking it out. And if you're not careful and you just let your brain go into that state where it starts to lull itself into like almost a trance, and that's no accident, you start to soak the stuff in for after like 10, 15 minutes, and it starts to brainwash you right away. And you gotta like, it's like you gotta snap out of it. It's like you're looking at that swirly thing on the screen with the black and the white, and it's like, ooh, you know what I mean? Like hypnotizing you. That's what it's like. It's terrible. It's terrible, terrible, terrible. And I can't believe I went 33 years and I had no clue that they were lying about everything. I mean, I knew, of course, the news lied to you sometimes, and I knew that they would cover some things up. But, man, you guys have no idea. I mean, it's everything. They lie about everything. And we're not just talking about, you know, terrorism or, you know, embezzling money or, you know, the whole thing's a sham. The whole political system's a friggin' joke. It really is, guys. These guys, they act like they hate each other, these Democrats and Republicans, and that permeates all the way down to you, and you're supposed to be opposed to these other ones, and you know, you're so busy arguing amongst yourselves, you don't pay attention to, you know, some of the larger issues. And basically what it does is people get satisfied when they just get the other person out, and they put their person in. And it's so ass backwards, and it's so corrupted. They have these lobbyists that totally corrupt the whole system. I mean, how do they expect not to get corrupted? They just throw mad money. So what, you think those people aren't going to return them a favor when they know that they're going to throw mad money the next time too, probably? Of course they're going to throw them a favor. Of course they are. Give me a break. And then these guys that act like they hate each other, and I'm talking about all of them. I mean, you'll be hard to find one or two that out of like 100 that aren't like this. They all act like they hate each other on TV. And then when they're done, they go out to dinner. They go have drinks. They hang out. They're all buddies. They're buddies. They think it's a friggin' joke. They laugh at you. Yeah, they do. They laugh at us all the time. You know, and it's not just like misleading you. They actually stage news, okay? You know, this is a little old. But, you know, seeing as, you know, I'm still new on the radio here, you know, I got a lot of stories to tell. So, like, sometime last year, it might not even been last year, it was like early this year, Fox News was at the Wisconsin protest. You guys remember the Wisconsin protest, like the unions or whatever? They were fighting, they were all camping out at, like, the state house or whatever. Well, this guy, Mike Tobin from Fox, goes there, okay? Now, you just see a bunch of people kind of mulling around, talking to each other and stuff. It's nothing really crazy going on. And he's talking, and he's like, oh, I just got assaulted right there. That guy just hit me. Did you see that? Yada, yada, yada. And then, of course, you don't see it. Well, then, like, you know, a day or two later, whatever, somebody had their own camera in there. You see what happened. And nobody assaulted this guy. Somebody, like, brushed up against him, like, literally brushed up against him, okay? This guy acted like he got assaulted. And so listen to this. As if that's not bad enough, all right? That's just sleazy, right? Well, the reason he did that, he was trying to badmouth all these people at the protest. Listen, folks, they don't want you protesting, okay? The government's trying to get YouTube to take down any videos anywhere of Americans protesting. They put that announcement out a while ago. I don't know how well they've been enforcing it, but they're trying to make them not... So you cannot see Americans protesting, so you do not want to join. Obviously, it hasn't worked yet because you've seen some of this Occupy stuff, but they're trying to do it. And what they did is, listen to this, all right? This guy goes outside, and he's like, oh, it's crazy out here. You know, these people are going nuts. And remember, they're in Wisconsin. So they show these people yelling at each other's face, pointing at each other, right? And then if you look way down the street, and it's out of focus, so it's hard to see. If you look way down the street, you know what you see? Palm trees in Wisconsin. Think about it. Are there palm trees in Wisconsin? No. So what happened? Well, they had a footage of something else that was rowdy, obviously from somewhere where there's palm trees. And they just cut that video in and called it Wisconsin. Unbelievable, right? That's what they do. And that works on a lot of people. I know some people that even said it back then. Oh, these people are friggin' stupid. They need to run out of their mind. The cops should go in there. And I'm like, well, are you friggin' retarded, man? What's the matter with you? And it's all bogus. They totally staged that to sway your opinion. You got to think about it. Even when they're not straight up lying to you, if they're only giving you selective information, and they can control the way you have an opinion on something. And that can affect other decisions you make. And that can affect your whole life. Just think about it. It really can. I'm not exaggerating. It really can. You guys need to look around. And, you know, I'm not saying you got to sit on the computer all day long, you know, studying stuff like I do. But I'm just saying you got to, you know, take an hour off of some of the other bullcrap that you're doing that you know is not productive. Okay, I'm not asking you to even set up another hour. I know you guys are all busy, but take an hour off the TV. There's one show you can do without. Can you just put it aside for a couple weeks, right? And just start looking into some of this stuff. You'll be amazed at the real world. There's a whole real world out there that you don't even know about. I didn't know about it for 33 years. And I was walking around in the damn thing. It's all over the place. It's not just the government, like, you know, these type of lies either. It's how about we can talk about the world of science? You know what I mean? The world of medicine. Okay? Things like that. We were lied to about everything, man. From the solar system to stuff you should be putting in your body. I mean, it's everywhere. And you could learn new things every day. Things that would blow your mind. And you'd be like, how did I not know that? And why didn't I look earlier? You guys got to look. You guys got to start looking into some of this stuff. Okay? Jeez, I lost my spot a little bit. I don't remember what else I wanted to talk about. Ah, another thing I wanted to talk about. Okay. Guys, a lot of times on here, you know, we're going to talk about media fakery. And we talked about it a few days ago when we did the 9/11 show. We've talked about it, about some other events. And this ties in perfectly with what I'm just saying about the news, okay? And we're not going back down those other roads right now. We're going to talk about Libya a little bit. Now, with Libya, right, they show you all these people gathering. You remember like when it first started, I don't even remember the name of the place that they met there. But you know what I mean? It's like City Hall Plaza type thing. All these people gathered, like a million people, all right? And a lot of that is fake. And they do that to make you think that those people are happy that we're there liberating them, supposedly. They're happy that we're bombing the piss out of their country. Come on, man. They hate that we're there. You guys got to know that. I wish everybody knew that. You guys would be more against the war if you knew what was going on. We killed like 10,000 civilians in Libya already, okay? And why are we there? I'm still waiting for somebody to answer me, man. I've been asking people since we started. Why are we there again? I don't even know. Why are we there? What is it? Oh, that's right. They said he was strafing people with the Air Force and shooting down civilians, right? That's funny. Go ask the Russians what their satellites will tell you. Because they told us that for 3 months straight, during that whole time, there were no flights by the Air Force. There is no evidence of them. And not that seeing, you know, one or two videos is enough proof of anything, but I did see a few videos with some reporters that really dug into it a lot. And they were all over the scene after. And they were really pointing out how there's really no evidence of anything like that going down there. There's no blood. There's no marks from any bullets. There's nothing like that. This guy wasn't killing his own people. This guy is loved by his people. They love him. They love him. That was one of the most advanced countries in Africa. Okay? Gave tons of money back. Gasoline was like 20 cents a gallon or something. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. They had good health. No, it really does start to seem like it always comes back to this. They didn't have a central bank, old mind the Rothschilds. There's only a few countries that don't in the world. That'll get invaded real quick by us. Real quick. You guys think the military works for you? To protect you? They're out murdering people. You want that in your name? They're out murdering innocent people. And you know who they're doing it for? They're not even doing it for the president or the country or for you. They're doing it for a freaking bank. All right? A bunch of them. How does that sit with you? It's not about defending your rights or liberating anybody. If anybody out there that's listening still thinks we're out there liberating people and bringing them freedom and humanitarian efforts, give me a break. You know what type of humanitarian effort we're bringing them? About the same one we brought to Katrina. That's about the type of treatment they're going to get from us as far as a humanitarian effort, all right? I can't even believe I brought that up because you know what? We're going to talk about that for a minute. I'm real pissed off about Katrina still. I don't think people are pissed off enough still. I don't think there's been enough said about it. So we're going to talk about it. Yeah.
Hey, another good example is the humanitarian supply Air America was flying into Vietnam. If you consider humanitarian supplies guns and then flying out heroin after they took it in there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm real pissed off. I'm real pissed off about what this guy said last night, too, about the guns being taken away from all the marijuana, medical marijuana people.
Yeah, you should have talked to Rambo, see if he would have called in.
Well, you know what? Maybe we get in touch with him later. I got two shows tomorrow, so maybe we can get him on. Because I want to hear more about that. I want to hear if anything new's happened with him since the last time we talked to him. Guys, this is Michael, and he had Rambo on his show last night on Blog Talk Radio, and Michael simulcast on here for a while. Michael, was the whole show simulcast on here?
The truth, he said a little bit of it got, he was having still having technical problems, a little bit got cut out, but yeah, he said it did.
Okay, so. Good. Good. Yeah, it was a great show, man. It was a great show. When are you on next? Are you going to be simulcasting up anytime soon on here?
I believe for an hour tonight, and then because I guess somebody else has a show on at 11 or something.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, guys. So like I was saying, you know, since that actually got brought up, I did want to actually talk about Katrina for a minute. For those of you that don't know, Katrina, okay, Katrina was totally a total setup, all right? We'll get into the weather part of it in a minute, but before I even go down that road, you know, when that storm came in, all right, guys, that storm had already passed over. That storm had already passed over the city. And what they did is the Army Corps of Engineers really did blow up those levees. They really, really did. And I could give you guys videotape of the residents in court testifying to this. And yes, I know people can lie in court, but there's a whole bunch of them, guys. They all heard it. They all saw it. There was even a soldier in one of the women's house, since they were in everybody's houses, you know. That we'll get to that too, because that was a test run for martial law in America. That's what I think that was. And basically, those levees, guys, those levees held. Okay, those levees held, and those Army Corps of Engineers guys, they blew up those levees. And then when the levee blew up, the lady will even tell you it was like boom. It blew up her. It shook the whole neighborhood, and it was like the ocean was in their front yard, right? And not only that, right? For anybody out there that doubts it, you need to really look into it, because there are still burn marks, incendiary marks, like burnt into the cement, like 25 feet under in a blast crater. And not only that, why did the New Orleans cops shoot and kill like five Army Corps engineers on the scene? Why would they do that? Why would they shoot? Why would they shoot our own Army people? Well, you know, if they were blowing up the levees, I mean, that's a pretty good reason. And then George Bush, you guys know that Walmart, and I'm not trying to say Walmart's a good company, but do you guys know that Walmart on the first day did try to bring water and some food in there, and they had two big, huge trucks and one other company that I can't think of right now, and the military was told them to turn around, we're all set. We're all set. And then those people went for 5 days with no friggin' water. And then not only did they go with no water, they told all these people to go to the Superdome. And when, of course, when they got there, they thought, what? Oh, we'll have some food and some water probably. Maybe some doctors, right? Nah, screw that. Just go there and act crazy so we can make you look crazy on TV. And then we'll lock you in there at night and we'll tell everybody how crazy you are. And then if you try and leave and you try and go get water at the next town, you know what they do? They'll shoot to kill you. That's what they did. They had orders. Shoot to kill anybody that went to go get water. And they actually did kill a few people. They did, because I know that some of these cops, or the soldiers, I mean, or whatever the hell it was that shot them, were just on trial recently for this. I remember it came up. I didn't see too much about it. But, man, I'm so freaking mad about that, guys. I'm so mad. And not only did they do that, that was all part of a bigger plan, which ties in to the goddamn oil spill, okay? Because BP had a $42 billion plan, and they still do, $42 billion budget, okay, to buy up everybody's house from the right side of Texas to the left side of Florida along the coast, all the way 50 miles into, buy all that up to get all those people out of there, okay? So first they have the friggin' Katrina, and it ruins the business down there for everybody. So a lot of people, of course, they have to move. And then the ones that still, you know, they get terrorized by the military in their homes, that would probably make me want to move too. And so those people get out of there, right? So then the people that still stay, boom, they hit them with the friggin' oil spill, all right? And this is to get them to move out because they wouldn't take a buyout because they want to put the biggest oil refinery in North America down there. And this is what they're doing. This is their bull tactics to get everybody out of there. So not only did they have an oil spill on top of it to ruin everything for everybody and ruin the environment and make it so there's no regulations and they can just get right in there with their damn refinery, right? Not only did they do that, some people stuck around. So what do? Well, they start using peroxide in the water. And that's like the deadliest thing you can clean it up with. All the people that used it on the Exxon Valdez spill are dead. They're all dead. All the workers, dead. Gone. See you later. They're all
four times more toxic than the oil itself.
Yep. Then they're all dead. And it doesn't even clean up the oil good, guys. It just pushes it to the friggin' bottom, okay? Doesn't even really clean it up. So then all these people down there start getting sick. And they're throwing up. And they're throwing up black lungs and everything, right? So they start complaining. So you know what they do? Our military starts flying C-130s at night when nobody's awake. And they start spraying the crap all up the coastline. Just, it's like bio warfare on our own citizens to get them to move out of there. And you won't hear a whisper about that in the news. And that's still going on right now. Okay? The oil spill was a couple of years. How long ago was the oil spill? Is it 2 years now? Or is it just a year?
Like a year and a half.
Yeah.
Another thing you haven't even touched on yet is them going door to door and not even giving a damn. They're not checking on the people there. They're shoving them out of the way and going in and taking their guns.
Yeah, that's the other thing, guy. And the part of that, I think, is the reason why he didn't give them water and food, because he had the governor by the balls, and then the governor just basically had to submit and let them come in and take the town over. And the military came in, and you know what they did, guys? They were more worried about getting people's guns, okay, than saving people, all right? They didn't care about saving anybody. They weren't trying to save people, but they'll send five soldiers to your house to get your guns. They were even going to areas that were in the quote-unquote high and dry areas, okay, that were, you know, the richer neighborhoods, and they were exactly what the title sounds like, high and dry, so they weren't flooded. These people weren't at risk, and they were being forced to leave their homes, okay? They were being forced to leave and just pack up and leave, and soldiers are just coming in your house? What is that? That's what America is now. And that was a test of martial law on a major city in the United States. It served so many purposes, okay? So many purposes. And we could even get into, and this is all fact, okay, guys? And when I talk, I like to talk in fact. And when I'm going to speculate on something, I like to tell you I'm speculating, okay? Because I can be wrong. And I am going to speculate on something here, but there's a very good strong chance that they used the HAARP in Alaska to send a storm over to Katrina. That storm didn't just happen to come there. There's a very good chance.
Let me interject here, bud. For one thing, if you go to the HAARP site, that whole time of going up to Katrina and a little bit after, they had HAARP blacked out, where the monitoring site blacked out. But the other thing about it is that Katrina, I'm not saying HAARP did it, but Katrina was a category 3 hurricane. It was dying out and then all of a sudden blew up to a category 5.
Yep. There's almost no doubt in my mind, but that's just something I can't prove. So I just have to let the listeners know that, you know, I'm speculating on that. But I, you know, when I tell people personally, I mean, that's what I think happened. I mean, look, every other part of it was staged, and we know they have the capability to do that. And from what I was hearing, Michael, is that what happens when they use the HAARP is with the interference in the electromagnetic field, it makes the northern lights light up all different types of crazy colors. And a couple of nights right before the HAARP, and the hurricane, the night right before, and the same thing with the Chile earthquake and the Haiti one, that thing was lighting up like crazy. The northern lights were all crazy colors, as if there was some sort of huge interference in the electromagnetic field.
Well, yeah, they're sitting there shooting RF radiation up to the ionosphere and bouncing it off.
Yep.
And what's interesting is when they do that, they send it up DC. And once it hits the ionosphere, it switches it to AC.
Really?
Yeah, it's really weird. It's some sort of, I don't know how it's done personally, and I'm a former electronics technician in the Navy. I worked on Doppler radar systems.
Yep.
And I've been trying to figure out how that's done that way, but this comes from Dr. Nicholas Begich.
Yeah.
I interviewed the man on my show one time, and the knowledge he has, and you know, if I get a chance, I'll give you his a phone number sometime to see if you can get him on. Yeah, you'd love him.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. For those of you guys out there that don't know who he is, if you guys have seen the HARP episode of the Jesse Ventura show, Dr. Nick Begich is the doctor that Jesse goes and sees when he goes to his house and he puts the device on his neck and he can hear it in his head. That's who Michael's talking about right now. He actually interviewed him.
He's the author of the books Angels Don't Play This HARP and Angels Still Don't Play This HARP.
Oh, nice. I'm going to have to check that out. Yeah, that's crazy stuff. For those of you who are totally new to this, I'll give you a quick rundown of what HARP is. Now, it sounds wild and crazy, but this is 100% real, guys. They have a machine in Alaska, okay, that can manipulate the weather. It can manipulate it in many ways. And what it does is it shoots a beam. It has a bunch of antennas, okay, that are miles long, and they shoot a beam of like 2.6 million watts at once in this big ray into the sky. What's that? Oh, I thought I heard you say something. Into the ionosphere, and they heat up the ionosphere, and they move clouds around and everything, and people speculate that they can even cause earthquakes with it.
To give some credence to that, I was... the Japan, New Zealand, and Chile earthquakes, and that thing was booming at 2.5 hertz, which is an ultra-low frequency, I mean, at a huge intensity. I mean, a maximum intensity, and as soon as the quake starts, it... I hope you got an extra
mic and a fireproof. Oh, what's going on here? Audio's cutting out. Intro came in. Are you guys there? Are we still on?
Yeah.
Michael? Oh, go ahead, Michael. We had an issue technically, I think. Go ahead, finish what you were saying.
Yeah. Right up to the point of each one of those earthquakes, HARP was booming at a huge intensity at 2.5 hertz ultra-low frequency. And as soon as the quake started, it shut it off.
Yep, I was saying again with the northern lights lighting up those crazy colors when they use it. It was doing it on all those nights too, like even if you didn't get to see images of the harp, you could see images of the northern lights, and you can basically tell by that when the harp's in use. And that's what pretty much. I didn't know about New Zealand, but I knew about Japan and Haiti and Chile. But man, yeah. So for those of you that don't know, they absolutely. And there's paperwork that goes back to this. They have a treaty that goes back to the 1970s that says that they won't use weather warfare on each other. So this is real, guys. And a lot of this comes from Nikola Tesla's papers. Michael, do you know who took took Tesla's papers originally, and then who was the guy that worked upon it further?
They don't use it. Well, okay, J.P. Morgan backed Tesla. He came up with inventions, and Morgan back in Mars Energy put the free electricity, and they figured out they couldn't regulate it or charge these people for it. Pulled his funding and backed Edison.
Oh yeah, well, I know that, but I'm saying
when did that? Tesla died penniless and alone, and as soon as he died. Morgan and actually the CIA jumped in there, actually the Secret Service, jumped in there and took 9 steamer trunks that he always traveled with everywhere he went, because it had every single invention, patent, everything that he had, all of his notes, everything was in those 9 steamer trunks. I don't know how big a steamer trunk is. We're talking about like 4 foot wide by 3 foot deep and about 3 feet tall, full of his inventions, papers.
But wasn't there
the family sued? His family sued to get those back, and they did finally get them back, but a lot of stuff missed them.
But who was the guy that took his work before the Air Force took over the actual stuff going on at HAARP? Who was the guy that was working on it? Who was the guy that furthered the research? That's the guy I'm trying to think about. Do you know?
Nick knows. I can't remember the guy's name.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a guy that held the patent to the to HAARP, and as soon as he set it up, the Department of the Navy and the Department of Air Force went in there and kicked him out. Stole his patent and has completely run the thing ever since.
Yeah, once they realized that it could be used for a weapon, that's when they basically stepped in and took it over. They wanted to use it for good things, guys. They wanted to use it for things like missile defense, knock enemy planes out of the sky if they were about to be attacked. But of course, you know, the military minds and the military industrial complex being who they are, they're not just going to sit on something like that. They're going to try and use it as an offensive weapon and take people out and terrorize people with it. And it's definitely been used for a few of these natural disasters. I can't put my finger on and tell you exactly how many of them, if it's been 10 out of 10, if it's been 5 out of 10. But they've definitely used it on a few of them. There's no way the thing just looks like it's in use every night before one of these things happens and there's nothing going on. I'm done with coincidences. I mean, I really am. I mean, they can happen once in a great while, but...
When you're dealing with these people, there's no such thing as coincidence.
No. And I'm so done with stories that have 30 coincidences, and that's just not how it goes, guys. I'm sorry. And they do have a machine that can control the weather. Okay, they can send rain somewhere if they want and flood it. Okay.
I have one of my friends on Facebook is actually in New Zealand, and when that quake happened, as soon as he got internet thing back, he got a hold of me. And he said that FEMA was there before the quake started.
There you go. That's all you need to know. FEMA's always there before something happens.
Our FEMA was in New Zealand. What the hell are they doing in New Zealand, let alone being there before the quake? Oh, what the hell are they doing in New Zealand?
They're assessing the damage of their little machine. You know what I mean? FEMA's like the president's like personal hit squad. I mean, they're like so... ungoverned by anybody else. They're just awful.
they never were for emergencies.
No, absolutely not.
That's their cover.
Exactly. Exactly. FEMA is going to be who comes and rounds you up and throws you in a little concentration camp, guys, when that day comes. That's going to be FEMA helping you out.
Yeah, they'll be using 900,000 foreign troops that are housed here, and I have confirmation on that from friends of mine in the military. Still, yep.
Absolutely using Mexican and Canadian troops and other troops, guys. That way,
Russian, German. There's some Israeli. There's Spanish. I'm not talking about Mexican. I'm talking about Spain. There's French. I mean, they've got them all here.
Yep, guys. The reason they do that is because when it's time to round up Americans, a lot of you will say, "Well, they're never going to shoot Americans. They can't turn around and fire on us." Well, would you still think that when it's Russian people? You know what I mean?
I think that's why they won't use our own troops.
I know,
and that's why they're all because when this comes down, those troops would actually turn around and help us, and so you got to keep them all over there. And these 900,000, these foreign troops.
Yeah.
Would have no problem. Like they did in Nazi Germany and shooting them in the back of the head for everybody to watch and see. And so that the whole town would, just as an example, so the whole town fall right in line. Actually, depending on what country they're from, they actually enjoy doing that. But, you know, that's the whole thing. And folks don't realize how serious this really honestly is. They're like, well, they sit there and think that, and, you know, it's just like a child.
Uh, Michael, are you having a hard time hearing? I can't hear you at all. This audio sucks.
Anyway, the guy that was friends with, okay, he was friends with Nick Rockefeller. And Russo, his last name is Russo. He was friends with Nick Rockefeller. One of the things he said, he asked him, why would they do all of this? And Nick would tell him to get everybody chipped. This stuff is all coming, folks. It's not a joke.
It's like what we were talking about last night with the digital currency. Once that comes, guys, you don't think you're going to be, you think you're tracked now. What's going to happen when any transaction you make of any time is totally tracked and logged? Like, you won't be able to do anything. Even if you can't even go to, like, the variety store and get a Pepsi, they're going to know where you are all the time. And what happens when they just decide to screw you? I mean, that's all they got to do is delete a couple zeros on a computer and you're screwed. Well, they wouldn't do that, though. They wouldn't do that to you. Then that's when they come in with the military.
Actually, once they get rid of your once they destroy or erase your identification, they may literally screw you anyway.
Yeah, guys, I don't want to be a fear monger. So what I'm going to do is try and offer a little bit of advice. You know, don't have a bunch of money in the bank right now. I mean, these are not the times for that. Do something else with it. I mean. Dude, just don't have it all sitting in a bank. I mean, what happens when they just close up on you? The way times are going go ahead.
When they collapse this thing, all the banks are just going to whoop, and you ain't going to have shit. So
exactly, that's what I'm saying.
But don't deal with credit. I didn't have a freaking bank. I go to, when I get my paychecks, I go to the bank that is drawn off of, and I cash my check.
Yep. Guys, look at it like this, okay? If they're going to pull a crisis, listen, the banks and the government are obviously hand in hand. So if they're going to pull a crisis, a major, major crisis, don't you think they're going to let their banking buddies know ahead of time, and the banking buddies might just decide to keep all your money right before the crisis, and then you're just totally assed out?
Actually, it's the banking buddies that's going to tell them when to
exactly. Do it. You're right. And I was talking about that earlier, that our military doesn't even work for us or our president or our people. They work for the banks. And if you don't have a Rothschild central-owned bank in your country, well, guess what? That's when NATO's coming.
Now, folks, I want to differentiate a little bit here or talk a little bit about something here. What Brian's talking about when he talks about the military, he's talking about higher ups and the Joint Chiefs and things like that. The guys down on the guys that are the regular soldiers, the regular people, they don't have a clue. They're just following their orders. They really don't. They don't know what's going on.
No.
So don't think we're bashing military here.
Oh no, I love the troops.
Oh, I'm ex-military myself.
I just feel so bad for them, all the bull they have to deal with and all the tests that are done on them and how they guinea pigs. And oh, it makes me really mad, dude.
look at it this way. More soldiers have committed suicide after coming back and getting out of the military than were killed in 2010 in the line of duty.
That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Because it saves them from having to assassinate them like they've been doing some. Well, they woke up out of this sleep. They had the SWAT had supposedly a blank for them. Although they went to this guy's house. Nice. So barge into his house, the guy pops up and they shoot him 61 times. That's an assassination, folks. It only takes a couple shots to kill the guy.
Absolutely.
61 times.
Your mic was cutting out a little. You talking about a veteran that they killed?
Yes. Three tours in Afghanistan and highly decorated.
That's how they treat you when you get home, guys.
Us former military are on the top of the list of domestic terrorists, according to Janet Napolitano in the Department of Homeland Security.
Yep, we talked about this last week. Yep,
this just chaps my ass, because here I was out there, and I was in the Cold War, folks. I was out there, you know, during the beginning of when we were dealing with whatever it was with Iran that really wasn't Iran, and I was dealing with other things over there in the Middle East, trying to keep communism from this country, and then I come back and get out, and we got politicians and a whole government that embraces the whole thing, and all communism and socialism, and not only that, but now I'm a domestic terrorist just because I helped serve my country. And by the way, folks, the country is the people. It's not the fucking government.
Yep. And it's not just veterans, guys. It's veterans. It's gun owners. It's anybody that has. If you have a book on the Federal Reserve, you're a domestic extremist. You guys know that? Even if you are upset that the USA is losing all their jobs to China, they're labeling you a domestic extremist. And the worst one, like he said, is our vets that go overseas and they die for us, and they die for what they thought was, you know, the cause of defending all these people and sticking up for our rights. Well, do you know that they're the number one on the list in the Homeland Security memo? They're mentioned about 20 times as a domestic right wing extremist. Returning veterans. They mention gun owners. They mention people that are conspiracy theorists. If you believe that they're trying to set up a one world government, or that Obama is going to pass strict gun laws, then you are a domestic right wing extremist. Think about that. So if you believe in all these things that are true, then you, all of a sudden you're a right-wing extremist. God forbid you use your brain and know what the hell is going on in the world. And they're labeling our vets terrorists? Yeah, thank you for your service. Now you're a terrorist? We know who the terrorists are. It's not the vets. It's not the guys that were on the battlefield. It's the guys making the decisions up top. Guys, we're out of time for now. I'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. for, sorry, at 11 a.m. for the wake-up call. I want to thank Michael for popping in again. And yeah. I think we have Bulla Cass up next, right?
Can I pimp my show, man?
Oh, so I'm sorry, dude. I'm new at this still, so go ahead.
My show, America, Here's Your Wake-Up Call, on Blog Talk Radio tonight. We're going to be talking about satanic symbology and logos and corporate logos, and how this is the homage part of the homage they have to pay to their God, their own God. So it should be really interesting. I've got a guy coming on that knows quite a bit about it.
Can you give them how to search for you on there exactly so they can find you?
Absolutely. I'll give the link to the show. You'll have to copy and put it. There's the link, and I've got it in our little Skype thing here. If you can copy and paste it into the...
Yep, I'm doing it right now. Guys, if you go to our website and you look in the chat right now, I'm Brian Stavely. I'm one of the hosts here. I'm going to post in the chat the link for Michael's show tonight on Blog Talk Radio. It's a great show.
12 minutes Eastern Standard Time to 10 p.m. or 10 p.m. Mountain. Is when the show is. In other words, in about an hour.
All right, guys, that's all for tonight. Thanks again, Michael. Thank you, our producer, Truth War. And this is Brian Stavely signing out. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow on the wake-up call, 11 a.m.